Public access to lifesavers needs reviewing, say charities. Lives are being put at risk by poorly maintained publicly accessible defibrillators, charities have warned. Some devices registered on a national network for use by members of the public in an emergency appeared rescue ready, but were found to be unavailable. The British Heart Foundation and Heart to Heart said they were concerned that people who needed the machines would not be able to access them. They are calling for all defibrillators to be regularly inspected and for contact details to be kept up to date. Defibrillators are used, alongside resuscitation and CPR, to give the best chance of survival during a cardiac arrest. They give an electric charge or current to the heart to try and restore a normal heartbeat. Across the UK, more than 86,000 publicly accessible devices are registered on the British Heart Foundation's network called The Circuit. NHS ambulance services use The Circuit when sending members of the public to their nearest defibrillator during an emergency before paramedics arrive. Jane Biggs, founder of Heart to Heart, which raises money to install defibrillators, said she had seen hundreds of the devices either mistakenly unavailable or available but with the wrong information or access codes. If you put a publicly accessible defibrillator in and you register it on the circuit, you can't just leave it, she said. If you're not going to keep it up to date and always live, it's useless. That could be somebody's life. Raymond Marsh says he thought he was on the way out when he started getting chest pains. He needed a defibrillator just before Christmas, when he was taken ill at his home in Walton-on-the-Naze. He said, "The pain was in my chest, in my side, it was in part of my back, and I honestly thought I was on the way out." Mr. Marsh's daughter, Julie Farrow, called for an ambulance and was told that, as a precautionary measure, she needed to find a defibrillator. She found one at the Co-op store in Frinton, which, like many of the publicly accessible devices, she needed a code to access. She said, "We were given three different codes and each one didn't work. The call handler said, 'Go over to Homelands Church,' as she had got that listed as a possible location. I got there and there was no machine there. A third location suggested by the call handler, Elmtree Avenue in Frinton, turned out to be a care home that had been demolished." Ms. Farrow said, "I just hope this never happens to anyone else and codes would be kept up to date." Mr. Marsh was taken to hospital and told the pain had been caused by kidney stones. Many publicly accessible defibrillators are locked in cabinets to prevent vandalism or theft. The British Heart Foundation said more awareness was needed about the dangers of poorly maintained devices and called for those responsible for them to regularly inspect them. Simon Dunn, head of circuit operations at the charity, added, "Ideally, defibrillators should be accessible 24/7 in unlocked cabinets. This ensures they are available to the community with no risk of delay in gaining access in an emergency. Some defibrillators, such as those in shops or schools, are only available when those buildings are open." Distributing life-saving bleed control kits across Essex. Campaigner Julie Taylor has had a busy month distributing hundreds of life-saving special bleed bags across Essex. The Malden grandmother of 19-year-old Liam Taylor has raised more than £37,000 as she devotes her life to preventing other families from suffering the same tragic loss as hers. Leanne was stabbed multiple times outside a pub in Rittal in January 2020 and died instantly. Julie set up the Leanne Taylor Legacy funding page and provided life-saving catastrophic bleed kits to as many venues in Essex as possible. She has already distributed about 180 of the special kits across Essex and another 70 in other places across England. Last month, Essex County Council pledged another 60 of the public access specialist first aid kits carried by the Army and air ambulance crews, which include large plasters to seal the most severe stab wounds until help arrives. She said, as well as town centre venues, so far venues including in Chelmsford, Braintree, Basildon, Billericay and Malden and Witham have been given the £100 kits. But remote locations are also being covered. They're not just for knife attacks, but can be used for serious road traffic collisions that may result in a life-threatening bleed. Julie said, "We are going into the country pubs as well. I've got about 13 in Uttlesford. Being out in the sticks means it's further for the ambulance to travel. It just makes sense. They need to be everywhere. You can die of a catastrophic bleed in 3 minutes. You're not going to get anyone out in that time. 5 minutes is a maximum. I think every premise should have them. They are for any catastrophic bleed. There could be a major accident outside. If they're on site everywhere, you can't go wrong. I've got them in churches. They said they are prepared to use them. Anywhere that asks me, I'll just take one along." Julie recalled how she was just going to bed when she received a hysterical phone call from her daughter screaming, "He's been stabbed, he's dead, he's been murdered." She said, "I am still in shock today, and he has been gone for 3.5 years. I watched his murder on CCTV in court. Leanne was outside the pub in the smoking area with his best friend when the car pulled in. It took 39 seconds for them to drive in. The attack lasted for 13 seconds. Leanne was stabbed 6 times, twice through the heart and twice through the lower back, damaging his lung and liver. On top of that, he had 28 separate injuries. All I could think was how terrified he was. The perpetrators may be in prison, but we as a family are serving a life sentence. It has broken our family. I'm nearly 60 and have lived 3 of his lives. I'm never going to see him get married. He will never give me great-grandchildren." Julie, who now helps to train family liaison officers as a result of her experience, said, "Me being here is keeping Leanne's memory alive." A statement as part of a decision set to be made by Essex County Council Deputy Leader Councillor Louise McKinley said, "Bleed control bags are portable kits containing specialist equipment that can be used in the event of an accident or injury leading to a catastrophic bleed and are used to stem the blood loss until professional medical assistance can arrive on the scene." The kits have received increased public attention for helping victims of knife crime and violent crime, but can also be used to address a range of other causes of injuries in public, such as vehicle accidents or severe falls that lead to heavy bleeding. Each kit costs £100, with funding made available to provide 5 kits per district council area to complement kits already available in priority areas. Identification of suitable locations in our communities and supply of kits will be undertaken by the Leanne Taylor Legacy.